beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said,
Let there be light.
And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. Then he divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning of the first day. And then God said,
Let there be a divide in the waters.
And God made the waters separate. And the waters above the earth he called sky. And there was evening and there was morning of the second day. And God said,
Let the waters below be gathered together, and let dry ground appear.
And it happened just as God had commanded. Then God called the dry ground land, and the waters which he had gathered together he called seas. And seeing that it was good, God said,
Let the land bring forth grass, and plants, and trees bearing fruit, with seed to reproduce.
And the land brought forth grass, plants, and trees, each with seeds according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning of the third day. And God spoke again.
Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate day from night. And let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years.
So God made two great lights, the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. And he placed all the stars in the heavens. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning of the fourth day. Then God said,
Let the seas be filled with living creatures, and the sky be filled with birds.
And God created every living creature, great and small, that lives in the sea, each one according to their kind. And he created every variety of winged bird, each according to their kind. And seeing that it was good, God said,
Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters, and the earth, and the sky.
And there was evening, and there was morning of the fifth day. Then God said,
Let the earth produce livestock, creatures that crawl, every beast and all wildlife according to their kind.
And so it happened. God created the beasts of the earth, the cattle, and everything that crawls on the earth, each according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said,
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the livestock, over everything that creeps, and over all of the earth.
Then the Lord God formed a man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. and the man became a living soul. God named the man Adam and gave him dominion over all living things in the land, in the sky, and in the sea. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed Adam to tend the garden and to cultivate it. In the garden, he caused beautiful trees to grow, which produced fruit that was good to eat. God also provided care for the garden by causing a mist to rise from the earth to water the ground, and a river that went through the garden into the surrounding area. In the middle of the garden were two distinct trees. One was the tree of life, and the other was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then God spoke to Adam and said,
"From every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For if you do, you shall surely die."
Then the Lord God brought all the cattle, every beast of the field, and every bird of the air to Adam to see what he would call them, and whatever name that Adam gave each of the living creatures, that became its name. Now all the creatures God had created had their mate, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. And the Lord God said,
"It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him a companion, suitable for helping him."
The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while he slept, God removed one of his ribs. And with the rib he removed from the man, he made a mate suitable for Adam and brought her to him. When Adam woke up and saw the Lord God's new creation, he exclaimed,
"You are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and because you were formed from man, you will be called woman."
And the woman was named Eve, for she is the mother of all the living. So it was that the Lord God created mankind in his own image. Male and female, he created them in God's likeness. And the man and the woman were naked, yet they were not ashamed. God blessed Adam and Eve and said,
"Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and rule over it. I give you dominion over every creature that I have created. I am giving you every seed-bearing plant and every seed-bearing fruit as food to eat. And to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to every creature that crawls, in which there is a living soul, I am giving every plant for food."
And God provided man with a mate and established that when a man and his wife unite, the two should become as one. God saw all that he had created and that it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning of the sixth day. After 6 days, God's creation of the heavens and the earth and all of their wonders was finished, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, for on this day God rested from all his work in the creation.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 27.